Hi, we're back here on Downtown with this week's visit with Molly Engstrom, head hockey coach of the University of Maine women's Black Bear team. Molly, a weekend nobody wants to go through. The uncertainty surrounding this weekend must have been really difficult. You're all set to play Friday night. The game gets canceled because they don't know the whereabouts of the shooter in the Lewiston mass killings. You think maybe you're going to play Saturday, you're not sure, and then suddenly you have to play. For young people particularly, that had to be hard.
Yes, definitely. It was a tough week in general, and then the uncertainty of not knowing if we were going to play the Friday game. Once that got postponed, we still weren't sure about the Saturday game. And I think it just took a toll on the kids, not only emotionally, but it changes the whole week, especially last minute. So it took us a solid period to sort of get our legs under us and get the girls focused on the game, but just weren't able to finish it, unfortunately.
Well, the other thing that I certainly know as a coach is that you're trying to get kids on a certain biological clock as well. Mm-hmm. You prepare differently for a 2 o'clock game than you do for a 6 o'clock game. Mm-hmm. And preparing for a game, you don't know, A, when it's going to happen or what time it's going to happen. It has to be doubly difficult. And it seemed to me in the first period that BU was having a lot of trouble getting going, too. It didn't seem like anybody was in sync.
Yeah, I think, you know, emotionally it had to have taken a toll on them, too. I mean, they made the decision not to come up for safety reasons, and then they get off the bus. I think what I was a little bit surprised about is I thought we would have the legs because we didn't get off the bus. And I thought it would be an advantage for us, but I think just talking to our captains, talking to the team, we had a great shorter practice on Thursday, ready to play on Friday. Then we ended up having a little bit of a shorter practice on Friday. So it was just a tough deal. Now we've got to have conversations on how do we make that up. And it doesn't get any easier because now we're talking about a Tuesday game. We never play Tuesday games.
Right.
You know, so now you're pulling the weekly schedule apart. You know, usually we come in on Tuesday, we practice, they have their routine. Now we got to prepare for a game off of a Saturday game. So we got to figure that out down the road, too.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of I shouldn't say the casual fans, but a lot of people, even if they love hockey, don't understand the difference between a professional player whose life is only about playing hockey and a student athlete.
Yeah.
Kids going to class and doing all this, and then they're not, say they have a Friday morning class that they weren't going to go to because of whatever. Now they're rearranging that part of their life too, so it's got to be difficult. Eating's got to be difficult. All those kinds of things, but still, with a good team, you lost by one, but you were playing a good team. It wasn't like you're playing Little Sisters of the Poor.
Yeah.
Now you're headed down to play another very good team. I think they're ranked 8th, 9th, 10th somewhere, depending on the poll in BC. Sometimes, is it easier to get healthy on the road?
We're looking forward to the weekend. I think BU. I think a couple of really positive things. I think Julia Bacchetti showed us how hard she can compete.
She can play.
Yeah. So there were a lot of grade A chances against. So that gives your team energy, just that fight, that compete. We talked about that in video this morning. And we also had some chances ourselves. I think we're playing a good game. You know, I just got a message last night from a good old friend who's like, your team, they're playing on the right side of the puck. So, I just talked to Jason Grunkmeyer this morning as I'm walking through the building, and he said, you know, one of the things that I heard from a coach is that, you know, if you're not winning, you're preparing to win.
Yeah.
You know, and I just feel really good about our team, their attitude. Again, just we're learning. We're continuing to learn. I mean, they're a vetted team, a veteran team, BC. I think structurally we're organized. You know, I think we have a chance.
Yeah.
We got a chance in any of the games that we play. And looking forward to hitting the road.
Yeah, Bacchetti made some, especially in that first period, she made 3 or 4 saves on her blocker side that just really impressed me. But and I knew I should be impressed because the BU announcers were impressed. Mm-hmm. And they kept saying, wow, she robbed her. She got this guy. But what I also liked was that it was clear your D were beginning to understand and needed to start to give her some more help.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I was always say, that their turnovers and their turnovers. There's a time you whiff on the puck and you don't go after it, and that drives a coach mad. Then there's a time you fire it up the boards, it hits the stanchion funny and comes back, and there, somebody's on the home. It seemed to me that once you guys got going, the turnovers really slowed way down. There weren't as many. Is that an accurate assessment of the end of the game?
Yeah.
Until the end of the third period, maybe?
Yeah, that's the puzzle right now. You know, we work on this stuff every single day in practice. You know, our puck possession has to get better. Our ability to beat somebody one-on-one, and I don't just mean straight one-on-one, but, yeah, like, get yourself in a jam in the corner, and you can come out with a puck, not feeling like you have to get rid of it. I mean, that's a turnover.
Yeah.
And that's a transition that's coming back into our D zone. So, like I said, I think their attitude is great. We're working on skills every day. Once we can slow the game down a little bit, because we have a lot of young energy.
Yeah.
And they feel like they have to go a million miles an hour all the time.
Right.
One of the things we're working on is slowing the game down and focusing on that possession. Now, all of a sudden, you can register, yeah, what's happening on the ice. And I think we saw that in the second, third period at BU. And as these players start to mature and start to grow, I think that's just going to keep trending upward.
Yeah, certainly for those of us who have been watching the team this year and last year, seeing it just a huge improvement in structure and being in the right place more often, and not seeing a whole lot of 3-on-1 and 4-on-2 rushes. It's really good. And, well, I'm going to wish you the best of luck against BC. I wish I could go down this weekend, and if I can find a way to steal down there, I might. But good luck with them, and it's always great to talk to you. And congratulations on getting your kids to a really tough weekend. And proud to be a Black Bear fan.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Molly.